An impromptu dance has broken out at this rally in New Delhi. The song comes from the western state of Rajasthan, one of the many regions represented here. Thousands of farmers from across India have gathered to demand the government lower taxes on fertilizers and other agriculture equipment and increase financial support.
We want prices that earn us a profit. Right now, we are not recovering our costs. We are buried deep in debt. For three generations, we have only been passing on debts.
The sector is reeling from multiple crises, including extreme weather patterns and reduced output. This demonstration was called by a union with close ties to the governing BJP. It comes months after farmers ended a year-long protest against three laws they said left them worse off and benefited big corporations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi finally revoked the legislation in November 2021.
Rising costs and falling incomes are at the core of farmers' concerns. They're demanding guaranteed higher prices for their produce. Earlier this year, the government set up a committee to address their concerns. Some unions have called these meetings insincere and have boycotted them.
Committee members say they're considering a combination of policies to resolve long-standing issues.
Ultimately, we have to remember one thing. For farmer, it is his crucial concern is the bottom line. What is he getting out of that? So we have to ensure that farming remains viable for him without losing sight of these other objectives, that natural resource degradation and also the agricultural growth and food security.
Most Indians live in rural areas, and nearly half the working population makes a living from agriculture. Analysts say policies need to be more inclusive.
So I think constant dialogue, but not think at the national level, think at the local level, think at the regional level. State governments need to be involved, local level activists need to be involved, and farmers' leaders need to be trusted as stakeholders rather than as people who are only disruptors.
India will hold a general election in 16 months, and some observers say it could give farmers the upper hand in negotiations. Pavni Mittal, Al Jazeera, New Delhi.